Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The school affects social movements of all Latin America and the Caribbean. Francisca Rodriguez, Ana Muri, Clock Via Campesina Chile, analyzes effects of the coup in Brazil. As a bitter awakening with so much anguish and the belief that the transnational capital, the corporate media, and the political right wing have obtained a significant victory, this is how Chilean peasant leader Francisca Pancha Rodriguez described the day after the removal of Dilma Rousseff as president of Brazil in the framework of an impeachment. Pancha is member of the National Association of Rural and Indigenous Women of Chile, ANAMURI, and is part of the Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, CLOC Via Campesina. In an interview from Santiago, Chile, Pancha said that the elements of power that achieved a majority in parliament against the president represent a conspiracy against the entire people, and she didn't hesitate in pointing out that the effects will be felt by social movements of all Latin America and the Caribbean. We expected some degree of sanity with reference to the protests against the situation in Brazil, but the truth is that we are very concerned because we know where the process is headed, to end with popular movements and their achievements, said the Chilean leader. Brazil woke up on May the 12th with a majority decision by Senate to start an impeachment process against President Rousseff, and therefore her removal as president. Her place was taken by the head of the Senate, Michel Temer, of the Movimiento Democrático Brasileño, who has already announced several steps backwards in terms of the social policies of the government. To reach this place, we had to go through a process of depoliticization and the buy-in of consciences, said Francisca, with reference to the middle-class sectors that supported the Senate coup. She also talked about the weak reaction, specifically by women, in response to the harassment against the processes led by women presidents, Cristina Fernandez, Michelle Bachelet, and also Rousseff. She called the Brazilian population to remain mobilized and united, and said that she will use all legal resources to make it to the last day of her mandate as president of Brazil. The removal of Rousseff will be for 180 days while the impeachment process takes place. CLOC Via Campesina includes several Brazilian organizations among its members: the Landless Rural Workers Movement, the Peasant Women Movement, the Movement of Dam Affected People, MAB, and the Small Farmers Movement, MPA.